Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are tackling a problem that I think every single person listening has felt at some point. It doesn't matter if you're a university professor, a corporate trainer, or, you know, just someone trying to launch a course on how to bake sourdough.
The wall you hit?
Exactly. The wall you hit when the excitement fades and the real work begins. It's that that feeling of dread.
The content bottleneck.
Yes, the content bottleneck. That's a perfect term for it. It's where you realize that having the expertise, knowing your subject, that's actually the easy part.
Right.
The hard part is the hours of recording, the days of editing, the formatting, the uploading. It's all the friction that kills so many great projects.
It really is the classic dilemma of the creator economy. You've got this incredible knowledge locked in your head, but the pipeline to get it out into the world is just so narrow and so manual.
It's like trying to fill a swimming pool with a teaspoon.
A terrifyingly accurate image. And usually the advice you get is just, you know, hustle harder.
Or hire a huge production team, which most people can't do. But today we are looking at a third option. We're looking at a collision of two specific technologies that might just blow that bottleneck wide open.
A platform and an engine.
Exactly. We're analyzing a platform called PathWrite, which provides the structure for learning, and a technology called AutoContent API, which claims to automate the actual production of the material.
And this isn't just about saving time, though that's a huge part of it. The sources we're looking at suggest this is a pretty fundamental shift.
A shift in what way?
We're moving from education as a manual craft, where you hand-stitch every single lesson to education as scalable infrastructure.
So the mission for this deep dive is to figure out if that's actually true or if it's just, you know, good marketing hype. Can you really decouple the idea from the grunt work without losing the soul of the teaching?
That is the big question, isn't it?
Let's start with the foundation, then. The vessel, PathWrite. I spent a lot of time on their site, and they are very, very clear that they are not a learning management system or LMS. They almost seem offended by the term. Why is that?
Well, because the traditional LMS has a bit of a reputation, and it's usually not a good one. If you've ever done mandatory corporate training, you know exactly what an LMS feels like.
Oh, I know that feeling. It's a digital filing cabinet.
Exactly. You log in, you click a folder, you download a PDF, maybe watch a video that was uploaded 3 years ago, and then you click mark as complete. It's passive.
It's where content goes to die.
Right. PathWrite flips that completely. Their entire philosophy is built around paths. Their tagline is, make actionable paths to help people learn anything.
Hence the name, PathWrite, like a playwright,
yeah.
A builder of paths.
Precisely. And the architecture reflects that. You don't have folders. You have paths, which are made of steps, and those steps are built from blocks. It's very granular.
And the key philosophy seems to be less lecture, more active.
Yes. They want the learner to be doing things, not just passively absorbing information.
I saw that in their user base. It's incredibly diverse. You've got Alexandra Kurlin teaching horse training. I mean, you can't learn horse training by just reading a PDF. You have to actually go do it.
Right. And then you have Tyler Kenny doing religious studies, which is super academic, and massive organizations like Ochsner Health.
So the common thread isn't the topic, it's the design.
It's the design. PathWrite is incredible at the user experience. They move you from chaos to clarity in terms of structure. But, and here's the massive...
The empty shelf problem.
The empty shelf problem. You can build the most beautiful library in the world, but you still have to write the books to put on the shelves.
And you, the human, still have to sit down and write the text for step one, record the video for step two.
Exactly. PathWrite provides the skeleton, but the educator is still on the hook for all the flesh and blood. And that's usually where the dream dies.
Which brings us to the second player in our deep dive, AutoContent API, the engine.
Right.
The engine. Okay, we need to be very specific here because the moment I say AI content, I know half the listeners are picturing ChatGPT. Is this just a wrapper for ChatGPT where I ask it to write me a lesson plan?
No, and that distinction is absolutely crucial. ChatGPT is a creative assistant. You chat with it, you go back and forth, you brainstorm. AutoContent API is an industrial engine.
What do you mean industrial?
I mean, it's headless. There's no chat interface. You don't have a conversation with it. It's a pipeline. You feed a raw input into one end, like a URL, a PDF of your notes, and it programmatically transforms that into a whole menu of multimedia assets on the other end.
So it's the difference between asking a chef to cook you a meal versus managing a factory line that produces meals.
That's a perfect analogy. And the source material highlights that it positions itself as the enterprise-grade alternative to things like Google's Notebook LM.
Which is great for personal use.
Fantastic. But you can't build an automated business workflow on top of it. Auto Content gives you the actual API endpoints to build that infrastructure.
Okay, so let's talk about that menu. If I feed this engine a PDF of my lesson plan, what exactly can it spit out?
This is the idea of parallel production. Instead of doing one thing after another, you do it all at once.
All from one input.
From one input, it can generate a conversational podcast with multiple speakers, a 60-second vertical video for TikTok or Shorts, a full explainer video with an AI avatar, a blog post summary, and even a quiz.
I have to stop you on the audio part. Conversational podcast. I mean, we've all heard those robotic text-to-speech voices. They sound like a GPS.
Right. And if you put that in a course, your students are tuning out in 10 seconds. It just feels cheap.
Exactly.
But the technology has moved on. The source material for Auto Content specifically highlights voice cloning and multi-speaker dynamics. The user reviews describe the output as natural, steady, and believable.
So it mimics the cadence, the interruptions, the ums and ahs of a real conversation.
It seems to have crossed that uncanny valley. It's designed to sound like a produced radio show, not a screen reader.
Okay, so we have the Vessel Pathwrite, which is hungry for high-quality content blocks. And we have the Engine Auto Content API, which can generate endless assets. This is where it gets really interesting. How do we combine them?
Let's walk through the practical applications. We'll start with the simplest one, just filling the blocks.
Okay.
In Pathwrite, a text block is fine. It works. But we know learners have different needs. Accessibility is huge. And frankly, people are busy.
Right. I might want to learn about digital marketing while I'm driving to work, but I can't read a Pathwrite text step on the highway.
Exactly. So application one is the audio overlay. An educator could use the API to automatically turn every single text-based step into a 5-minute conversational podcast episode. You just embed an audio block right next to the text block.
That completely changes the user experience. You're turning a reading assignment into a bingeable show.
And you're meeting the learner where they are. You've just doubled the utility of your course without doing double the work.
What about video? Pathwrite talks a lot about getting a jump start, but making videos is so expensive. Hiring a crew for a proper explainer video is hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars.
That's the barrier to entry, right?
Yeah.
But Auto Content API has an endpoint called Video Create Shorts. You feed it your lesson summary, and it generates a 60-second video with an AI avatar and subtitles.
Okay, but what's the cost on that?
According to the data, about 400 credits. That translates to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $400.
Right. And that changes the economics of what gets made. If a video costs you $400, you only make one for your big flagship content. If it costs 4 euros, you can add a video intro to every single step of your Pathwrite course.
And that would help with dwell time, right? Keeping people engaged.
Hugely. Video grabs attention. It explains concepts faster. It's a better pedagogical flow.
That brings up a massive point about scale. You mentioned a 14,000-person charter school organization using Pathwrite. At that size, you've got a language barrier problem.
And this is application three, the global classroom. This is where the synergy gets kind of wild. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
Oh, wait, hold on. So if I'm a corporate trainer and I write a safety course in English,
you can have an API automatically generate the audio and video assets in Spanish, French, Japanese, Hindi, instantly.
That is incredible. Usually, localization is a huge budget breaker. You have to hire translators, voice actors, video editors for every single language.
Which means usually you just don't do it. But here, the marginal cost is basically zero. It creates equity. The Spanish-speaking parent at that charter school gets the same high-quality multimedia experience.
And for a commercial course creator, it multiplies your total addressable market, your TAM. You write it once, you sell it to the world.
5 times the market, same amount of work. That's the definition of leverage.
So we've covered the content inside the course. But there's another problem. I saw an article title on Pathwrite's site that really stood out. Content marketing is not teaching.
That is classic Pathwrite philosophy. They're purists. They want to distinguish between the noise of marketing and the depth of learning.
Which I respect. But here's the harsh reality. Even the best indie creators on Pathwrite need to sell their courses. If you don't have students, you aren't teaching anyone.
You're right. And the sources mention content saturation. The barrier to growth isn't distribution anymore. It's production capacity. You need to be on TikTok, YouTube, Spotify.
Single teacher can't do that. You'll burn out in a month.
Which is where Auto Content can act as a marketing engine.
Talk to me about newsjacking. That term came up.
It's the art of injecting your brand into a breaking news story. So let's say you have a PathRight course on cryptocurrency.
That volatile topic.
Extremely. Now, the API can monitor social feeds. Let's say Bitcoin crash starts trending on a Tuesday morning.
The API wakes up.
It uses deep research to find out why it's crashing.
Yep.
It generates a script explaining it. It creates a vertical video short. And boom, you have a promotional video linking back to your PathRight course, all within minutes.
That's powerful. It makes the course feel alive and relevant. And you didn't have to stop teaching to go edit a video.
And because it costs €4, you can afford to take that shot. It makes niche courses financially viable.
Speaking of keeping things alive, I want to touch on the deep research feature inside the course itself. Because one of the biggest headaches with online courses is bit rot.
Oh, absolutely. It's the silent killer of education. You write a course on social media marketing in 2024, and by 2026, it's ancient history.
Your asset becomes a liability.
Exactly. So the API has a deep research endpoint that uses agents to browse the live web. You can set up recurring research.
Recurring research. So it's like having a research assistant who never sleeps.
Pretty much. Imagine a PathRight path on AI trends. You could set the API to run a weekly scan of industry news every Friday. It reads the top articles, synthesizes them, and auto-generates a weekly update podcast episode.
And that audio file just gets dropped into a new block in the PathRight course.
Yes. So the student gets a notification, new content added, it keeps the path fresh, it supports PathRight's goal of creating active learning communities. It's not a static textbook anymore, it's a living stream of information.
That sounds incredible, but I could hear the listeners thinking, I'm a teacher, not a coder. I don't know what an API endpoint is.
And that's a very fair concern. But the source material for auto content really emphasizes no-code integration.
They mentioned Make.com and Zapier, right?
Correct. These are the bridge platforms, the digital glue. You don't need to write a single line of code to use them.
So walk us through the workflow. How simple can this actually be?
Okay, picture this. You have a folder in your Dropbox called New Lessons. That's it. You, the teacher, just drag a PDF of your lecture notes into that folder.
Okay, I can do that.
Make.com detects the new file. It acts as the courier. It grabs the PDF and sends it to the auto content API.
The API does its magic.
It does its industrial magic, creates the MP3, the MP4, the summary. Then Make.com takes those finished files and emails them back to you.
So from the teacher's perspective, they just drag a file into a folder, went to get a coffee, and came back to a produced podcast and video.
That is the promise. The technology just fades into the background. And for those larger organizations, the ones with developers, they can use the API to build this directly into their internal dashboards.
It really does seem like these two are made for each other. PathRight provides the structure, the path, the cohort, the mentorship.
And Auto Content API provides the material, the audio, the video, the summaries at scale. It completes the ecosystem.
But I want to circle back to something important before we close. PathRight puts a huge emphasis on the human element. One of their core features is mentor, person to person.
Yes, that's their North Star connection.
So does automating all this content threaten that? If AI is making the videos and the podcasts, isn't the teacher just becoming obsolete? What is left for the human to do?
I would argue it actually saves the teacher. I mean, think about the math of a teacher's week. If you're spending 20 hours a week recording lectures and editing videos, that is 20 hours you are not spending with your students.
Too busy being a production studio.
Exactly. You are doing the work of a machine. If the AI handles the content creation, the lectures, the summaries, the broadcast part of education, it frees up the human teacher to focus entirely on mentorship and feedback.
The parts that actually require a human soul.
The parts of PathRight that matter most, it shifts the value proposition. In a world of infinite AI content, the value isn't in the information. Information is cheap. The value is in the guidance, the curation, the connection.
So what does this all mean for the future of learning?
It raises a pretty provocative question. If a course can update itself using deep research and generate its own lectures using AI voices and translate itself into 50 languages.
Here it comes.
Does the definition of a teacher change from being a creator of content to a curator of truth? Are we moving into an era where the teacher's job is just define the parameters of the truth, to set the boundaries and let the machine build the path inside them?
From creator to curator, that is a massive shift in identity for anyone in education.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I think we're all going to have to mull over.
It certainly is.
Well, that's all we have time for today. We've explored the vessel of PathWrite and the engine of AutoContent API. Hopefully this sparks some ideas for your own teaching or learning journeys. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
See you next time.